Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen up and upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be set up with all the links to stream the show. And it is second hour of Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. It is a good day to be sitting inside here, listening to the radio and talking about animals. It's rainy up here in my neighborhood. It's just cloudy and socked in down in the studio neighborhood. But Nathan says the rain is on the way and it's supposed to get stormy tomorrow. Oh, and Nathan, I forgot my other good news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited. Because they approved second booster.
I was hearing about that this morning.
For me.
Yeah,
they did it just for me because I told them I'm so excited that we're approved. And you don't even have to make appointments anymore.
I think
you can just walk in.
Yeah, I think the requirement is you got to be like, is it 50 or 60 or above and that or underlying medical condition and you're qualified.
Yep. So I am going to get my second booster tomorrow and I'm really thrilled that I get to do that. I know that I'm going to feel a lot better. I'm getting it tomorrow and then give me a couple weeks and I know that I will be as good as I'm going to be. So I'm looking forward to that. I was excited to find out, like, you know, in the past I've had to really work to get an appointment and all of that, but now they have, you know, my vaccine at Fred, I can just go down to Fred Meyer and walk in. And I could have gotten one the other day when I checked on it, but I wanted to wait until I didn't have to use my arm just in case, because I've gotten a sore arm. But I haven't had any side effects.
So you're staying with the same team?
Pfizer. Yeah, absolutely. Well, they haven't said to switch or anything. So,
I mean, you do have the option to if you want to. But
I'm happy with Pfizer, and that's where I'm going. I'm going to Fred Meyer's tomorrow, and I'm getting my poke, and I'm thrilled that I get to do that. So that's my good news. All right. Now, speaking of helping animals, I'm doing more than her full share. That would be the founder and president of Help Animals India, Eileen Weintraub, joins us again. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Here today also.
Pardon me?
We have a lot of good news today here.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful because we love good news. So why don't you, for anybody that has not heard you before, tell us what Help Animals India is and all about that good stuff.
Help Animals India is a USA 501c nonprofit, and we give grants to the wonderful people and activists in India and Nepal. The dollar is very strong, and we can support a lot of good activities to rescue street animals, to spay-neuter, help wildlife, and really spread it around. And we just keep growing and doing more and more every year.
And now, and you started Help Animals India, I think, after you actually went to the country. And I think this was a few decades ago that your interest spiked. Is that what happened?
Interest.
You visited there and then you had to do something?
I have a lifelong interest, and I started helping the groups financially when we all got online and started doing emails and sending money over. But then when I actually went there, my first trip in 2003, I went, oh, no, because everything was about 100 years behind us in terms of learning about spay-neuter and just all the issues that we have advanced so far in the United
States?
Well,
you know, and it's on a different part of the planet, so the climate is different. So there's all kinds of different kind of animals than we have here, and there's a completely different culture and lifestyle. I know.
Well,
I mean, you shock me every week because there's something like 33 million street dogs in India. And that just
Yes, and we call them community dogs, and dogs are, we don't really call them feral, they're native, indigenous dogs, and they were there for a long time, but then they started breeding with the abandoned pet dogs, so it's kind of a mixture on the street, but people do care about them, and some people don't like them at all. So the least we can do is give rabies vaccinations and spay and neuter them so that everyone can coexist. And also give education to children how to interact with them and not get bit by a dog. And, you know, everyone can get along. But there are conflicts about the dogs, and it is quite shocking to go to a major city with skyscrapers and mm-hmm. the dogs just are, you know, running around like we have pigeons or crows.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. It's such a different culture and lifestyle. And you know, I mean, we humans here in the States have been very irresponsible. And of course, we have horrible feral cat population and stray dogs and unwanted animals. But it, like you said, it's very different there and very behind. And I think, like, we don't think much about rabies too much over here because we've been on top of that for some time. But rabies is a real issue in India, isn't it?
Well, they have the highest population of human deaths from rabies, and but that's coming down slowly. So it's about 20,000 a year just from human rabies. And it's really a tragedy all around because it's just a terrible disease with no cure. And then everyone gets angry at the street animals afterwards. So we do everything we can to give the rabies shots so nobody gets rabies. And we have cities that have been rabies free for a few years. So there's many groups worldwide working very hard for that, and we're honored to be part of that. But I want
we talked about you've got some good news to share. So do we want to start with some good news?
Yeah, I have some different good news. So one thing that I was astounded to see, and I was very pleased to see, I sent that to you, the little video we had, was one city in Mysore in South India, an ancient city, and they had a big march for World Sparrow Day.
Yes, that's amazing.
And, you know, when you think of all the issues in the world, and everyone's fighting about everything, and they were marching with big signs in support of World Sparrow Day as the indicator species, how important sparrows are, and encouraging everyone to pick up a water bowl to put out for them, because in South India, the temperatures are as high as 110 already this year. So, you know, the birds need fresh water, and that's why they had this march to inform everyone and distribute the water bowls to put out.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I was having a little trouble figuring out, I mean, you know, World Sparrow Day and this big march and all these people about sparrows, and I was kind of wondering, well, what is it that they're supposed to be doing? Now that makes sense, because the incredible heat and no water. You know, isn't that interesting? They have to actually put out water for the birds. Wow.
Yeah, the heat is early on, and in India, I know we're still just waiting for spring to really start, but and until the monsoon starts later this summer, it is really a struggle for the wild animals, and also for the community, dogs and cats and cows. People put traditionally, in India, in ancient times, every house would have a water bowl outside, and that would also be for passersby or for anybody. So there's a lot of tradition of what we call ahimsa, or non-harming. And I wanted to bring up a new hashtag. if I may.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, we have the other good news we've had is that we're giving out some vehicles, actually three just last month, to they're called animal ambulances. And that's to rescue the street animals, and we've given out three in different parts of India and one in Nepal. Well, one of the groups that we give to, she has invented this hashtag that I like, and it's mobilize empathy. So mobilizing empathy.
Mobilizing empathy.
And wherever anyone sees the ambulance, and it says animal ambulance on it, they get the idea that, you know, animals are ours to care for and rescue and help as we can. So when the vehicle goes through the city streets, it makes a big impact that way.
Wow. That's amazing.
And I've seen
some films, of animal ambulances being used in India. I don't know if they're one of yours or not, but it's amazing how much work is needed.
Yeah, well, when you think about it, I mean, here we have, you know, it was called animal control, and that's not really, you know, the message. It's not about controlling, it's about caring. And I'd like to bring up that the words, the SPCA, you know, everyone's familiar with the ASPCA.
Right.
And it all started with the Royal Society RSPCA, which started in England. So basically the ASPCA started when they were beating horses, you know, carriage horses, you know, way back, and, you know, they didn't want to tolerate that. So they wanted to do the prevention of cruelty to animals.
Yeah.
Well, in India, we've kept those same letters, SPCA, but we've changed it to Society for the Protection and Care of Animals.
Oh. Some better words to describe it.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. And it's amazing though how much work needs to be done, but also how much work you get done and how many different organizations you help. That's what I love about the Help Animals India, because it isn't like just one place that you help. You spread the wealth around, so to speak, and donate to a number of different causes over there. And I think you, as you've said, are the American dollar is very strong in India and can buy a lot more and goes a long way.
Yeah, it's just a joy to be able to provide this. Every one of these activists, rescuers, just like we are all here, and to know that people across the world are caring about their work, supporting their work. And India is a very special place, as you know. So these vehicles, I have photos of them. And this is true for anybody buying a vehicle. In India, they'll have a blessing of the vehicle. And they put garlands on it, and the whole town comes out and honors the vehicle. So it had some very sweet photos of that. And you know, just...
Almost like you're baptizing the vehicle or something. That's great.
Yeah. India just it just breaks your heart with, you know, the goodness and, you know, and the problems a lot come from misunderstanding and lack of education, you know, just like in many places.
All right. Okay, well, it sounds like that's a good place for us to time out here. We need to take care of advertisers. We'll do that now, and then we will continue with Eileen, and I would imagine that she's got more good news on her list. But we'll find out more about what's going on in India and how we can help. So stay right where you are. More with Help Animals India straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his healingministryforanimals.com. He is available to for private sessions. You can go to him. He does house calls. He can come to you. He goes to other locations around the area where a lot of people join him. And he has the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program available through his website. And as far as I know, it's still at the cheap price. So you want to jump on it. And you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. And you can find him here on the air on Animal World next Sunday. It will the second Sunday of the month. We are back on schedule. And he and his sister, Linda Rasmussen, will be here doing free remote treatments for you or and or your animal friends. So I hope you will plan to join us next week. Call in for your free remotes. And let's see, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates and you get links on the website and interview on the show. So how can you turn that down? If you want me talking about you, all you got to do, well, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, then we will get back to Eileen from Help Animals India. Good morning again, Eileen.
Good morning. So
there she
here
is.
We're working on another newsletter, and we only send them out every other month, so we hope people can subscribe to them and sign up, and it's just six times a year, so come on everyone.
Oh, and you do great newsletters. So how do people sign up for that?
Just go to helpanimalsindia.org, and the sign up comes up right away. Just put
Excellent.
In your email address, and that's it. We don't ask for any other info, and of course we never share it or never I sign up for these seminars. They send you one email a day.
This yeah.
is one every other month, and I put all the effort into making it as nice as possible. We don't. There are a lot of gruesome photos that are from the animal rescue world, and we don't show them. We show the ones that are rescued and have good endings.
All right. So you try to keep it positive. But I have to tell you, when you go to helpanimalsindia.org to sign up for the newsletter, check out the website. It is one of the best I've ever seen. Just an incredible amount of information and phenomenal photos and stories and all of that. But anyway, it's a wonderful website and well worth spending some time there. And Eileen is absolutely truthful about that. She doesn't abuse email system and overload you with stuff. Anything she sends is important, and there's very little of that. And like I said, the newsletters are only every other month, but boy, are they great. So what are the kind of news have you got to share with us this month, Eileen?
Well, we're working on spaying and neutering the dogs at because due to the pandemic, they were fed because all the restaurants were closed. Mostly they eat leftovers from restaurants. So people started feeding them, and we were supporting that, but there were no, you know how it is here with the lack of the vets and vet care. So we had problems with vets to spay neuter, and now we finally have them. So we have to get all these dogs spay neutered, and they're living, some of them, at the dumps, where, you know, everything is thrown out, and there's all sorts of chemicals, and it's not a good situation for them. So for $15 each, we can get a dog spayed. So, you know, we're busy supporting that, and anyone else can support that for only $15 on our website.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. And now, I know, and you briefly referred to it, Eileen, but we have a real problem with veterinary medicine in this country right now. Seems to be all pandemic related, with the them being essential workers and having to stay open through everything. That has apparently taken a huge toll on the veterinary community in our country, and now they're having trouble keeping staff. I know my personal veterinarian, they were already not open on Saturday or Sunday, and now they're closed on Wednesday as well. They're only open 4 days a week, and they can't get enough staff to stay open.
Well, the adoptions were way up during the pandemic, and people were working at home, so they adopted a dog to keep them company, and the veterinary staff did not keep up. Well, same with restaurant workers.
Well, that's what. But I'm wondering, Eileen. It's a whole different world in India, obviously, and I know we've talked before about that you guys hiring veterinarians, and that you can do it, for so much less.
Part of the problem is the vet training, because traditionally in the vet colleges in India, they were just trained to treat cows, and they weren't, India wasn't really a pet culture, so they weren't really learning good techniques for the spay neuter. So we had to sponsor vet training camps. And we just had one recently in the Northeast India states. A very, very, I want you, don't like to use the word backward, but it's not a very advanced place. So people don't really know how to take care of their pets. So we have the training and for all the vets and vet assistants. However, the problem is, and I'm sure shelters in this country have the same situation, when the vets, unless they're very, very dedicated animal advocates, activists, when they get this training, they want to open up a private practice. They don't necessarily want to work just for the shelters and the animal rescue groups. So it's hard keeping them in the same situation. But the salaries are way down, and a very good salary for a vet that we pay in India is about $800 a month. So if you know your vet bill last time you went,
Right.
Vets here are getting paid over 10 times that. So we are fortunate in that we can even afford some veterinarians that are attached to the shelter. Well, there might be 3,000 animals at the shelter, so they're needed. But here in this country, it's a rare animal shelter that can afford their own veterinarian.
Right. Yeah. Well, amazing. So I know that you kind of monitor everything that's going on in those situations, and have been instrumental in helping there be more veterinarians to cover these bases. And it sounds like they're making more and better progress all the time.
Yeah, and there's many groups worldwide. The USA is a little far from India, but other groups are in Europe, and even Australia is a little closer. So as you know, the world got together more through the internet and everyone communicating, more and more groups were formed to help out. So, you know, we have this advanced worldwide network. I call it a worldwide circle of kindness. And so everyone's in communication as we can. And mostly we get along online, but everyone is doing the best they can.
Well, I'm just wondering what's popping in my mind. I'm wondering how the elephants are doing, because I know you support an elephant rescue.
Yes. Well, for elephants, you have to work with the government and the authorities a lot, and it becomes an issue that everyone has something to say about. And you remember how hard it was working with our zoos here and the elephants.
Yeah.
So basically, we have three elephants that we support, and elephants are expensive. So we need contributions to support them. And we're working on a larger sanctuary, along with the government. So they provide the land, and then we provide the rest of the expenses. So we're hoping to get another six elephants, but that's a little bit down the road. And as you remember, because of the pandemic, some of the elephant owners were having trouble feeding them and supporting them. I mean, there's all sorts of elephants in India. There's the captive elephants and the wild elephants. And the wild elephants are at risk due to land habitat and their corridors, the wildlife corridors being taken over. And they even get hit on the railroad tracks. So the wild elephants are the population is a great concern. The captive elephants include temple elephants and even just begging elephants, where someone would own an elephant and walk along the roads, and people would give alms like for a monk to feed the elephant, but that's not easy. So some of the begging elephants have been released to the sanctuaries.
Well, because there was there were a lot of situations like that where with elephants, but I think with some other kinds of animals too, with before the pandemic and lots of people on the street, they could make money by entertaining people and with the animals, but that all shut down.
Yeah, there were a lot of horses for riding, and so if the tourists weren't coming to rent the horses for riding, and so they had to come in, and the groups had to come in and feed those animals. Otherwise, they would. India is not so much a killing culture where they'll we can't just kill the animal. They won't do that. They'll just let them loose on the street. So
okay.
you if you go to India, you will see maybe a horse running around. And the horse will be very thin. You want to do something. What can you do? So you want to bring it to a sanctuary. Then certainly as a tourist, you say, I see a goat is about to be slaughtered right on the street. I want to rescue that goat. But then who's going to feed the animal for the rest of their life? So that's when the sanctuaries come in, and that's why we need donations year-round. To support those animals that have been rescued.
Yeah, I think donating to Help Animals India is such a rewarding experience, because you don't have to do anything except donate the money, and then Eileen makes sure it gets to all the right places. But you're helping all kinds of animals and all kinds of situations. It isn't just one thing in particular. So I really appreciate the work that you do, and you certainly stay on top of it. I mean, you were instrumental. You gave me a great link that was safe to donate for animals in Ukraine. We still have that up in current events. So I'm wondering, have we got anything else in the good news department that you wanted to share today?
Well, just the fascination of all the different animals, and I really love all the wildlife, and they're always getting into situations where the groups in India will go through all sorts of lengths, you know, rappel down a canyon, and there seems to be endless open wells in India where they have to rescue an animal from there. So there's always exciting stories. And we post that to our social media almost every day. So it's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and YouTube. We have these little shorts now on YouTube. So that shows all the good news stories.
Oh, how wonderful. It just occurred to me also, you know, because things are so different over there, they have monkeys, you know, and a lot of monkeys in public places. And I know prior to the pandemic, we had talked about there were some issues with the monkeys. I'm wondering, you know, how have the monkeys fared during the whole COVID thing and the lockdowns? Did everything get messed up for the monkeys as well?
No, I mean, monkeys always about the same, and okay. Love them or hate them. And first of all, they represent Hanuman in the Hindu tradition. So the Hanuman, the monkey god. So basically, the temples tolerate them. So they would just live all around the temples.
Because there's an actual Indian monkey god, and that's what started. That's okay. I didn't understand that. Okay.
Yeah, and he was a great warrior. Saved Sita from the demon. Anyhow, that's a whole story that I thought you knew about. But anyhow, so Hanuman is the monkey god, just like Ganesh is the elephant god.
Elephant god, Yeah.
So that's why both the elephants and the monkeys are, you know, tolerated at the temples and even fed and looked after. But not everyone appreciates monkeys in India. They call them the monkey menace because, you might have your cell phone. If you have it in, let's say, in your pocket and, you know, like people walk around here, the monkey, they would steal the cell phone. Then if you're in India, a lot of people have open apartment windows. They don't have screens so much. So you have monkeys running through your apartment. Everyone appreciates that. So,
goodness. Can you imagine that? Folks, a monkey coming in your window on your house? Wow.
Yeah. So it's just all the coexistence between, 1.2 billion people in India on a land mass, which is one-third the size of the U.S., three times our population on, one-third the size of the land. So it's all about the coexistence, humans and wildlife, and how we can all prosper together, have enough food for everyone. So, philosophy of Indian philosophy is all about that. And so there's a lot of good people and so many great NGOs just doing good things. So we're just doing our small part to add to the efforts of so many people worldwide.
All right. And anything in particular that you're real focused on at this time?
It's just a spay neuter. I mean, that's a lifetime issue with me, always, rescuing feral cats. I helped start our feral cat project here in Seattle. And
oh, really? I didn't know that. You helped start that, huh? And had some, experience with that recently with, a friend that has their feral cats in the area and trapping them. And the cat coalition's been real helpful in Meow.
It's a really important effort, and it's not easy. But once you do it, it just feels so good to take care of the situation. And definitely check out the Feral Cat Project.
Now, you said that you helped start, you know, the TNR, the Trap, Neuter, Release program here. Now, I'm wondering, are they up to speed enough to be doing something like that in India yet?
Oh, yeah, we're doing that.
Oh,
it's just the problem is getting the traps over there, and they basically have to be built there or hand-carried. When anyone going to India, we ask them to carry a trap if they can. Amazon India was carrying it, but it was like 10 times the price. So it's many of these supplies that we can't get there. Yes, definitely. We have, you know, that we were doing that in India, and we've taught the vets how to do cat spay neuter. They didn't even know how. So that's definitely spreading. The biggest project we have is in the city of Bangalore, and that's in all the apartments. So there's a lot of feral cats in the apartments. So there's all these activists that want to help them, so they can bring them to the shelter that we support, and they can get them stayed there. So that's a big project that we support.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So it sounds like the same stuff is happening over there. It just may be behind a little bit.
It's very much behind, because there's some areas of India that there are no stray cats, because there's too many dogs, and the conditions are so rough, you just won't see a cat there. But they don't have a chance. But then in the major cities, there'll be more feral cats, stray cats.
You know, it's interesting that you said, even shocking that, because I think it's the difference of the cultures and how they interact with their animals. But when you said that the vets didn't even know how to spay and neuter a cat, I mean, that's kind of mind-boggling.
Well, they didn't have cats as pets so much. And if you go on our website, we have a link called Learn More, and then you scroll down and it's Get Educated, and then a little far down the page, I have a link called Cats Are the Ultimate Underdogs in India, and they just weren't really respected as pets so much. It's more of a Mid-Eastern thing, where the countries of Saudi Arabia, Israel, and they have more interest in cats. So cats were not so well respected in India, but of course we have the people that love them and want to help them, and they are gaining ground now as house pets.
Well, wonderful. And fortunately, and you know, spaying and neutering is not a real complicated thing. So I'm glad that you guys have been able to teach them how to do it.
No, it's complicated how to learn that for the vet, how to use a sterile technique and make sure there's no infection afterwards and they recover well. And it's not an easy thing for the vets to learn.
Well, but at least fortunately that you had the ability to be able to teach them, and that this is now happening. So that's just fabulous.
Yeah,
well, we are about out of time, so we got to take care of advertisers, and then I'll do some current events. So what else would you like to, anything else you want to get out there this month before we conclude?
Oh, just hoping we get through the next couple of months with no major disasters, and like that's happening in so many other parts of the world, and just keep the animals fed, and doesn't get too hot in India, because you know it can get up to 120 degrees there, and it's not easy.
Wow. Well, but apparently that's already somewhat of an issue for the birds. That's why they're putting out the pleas to put the water out for the birds.
Yeah, and this, all the other street animals that you know the dogs and the cows that are wandering around. So they all
right, and before we say goodbye for the month to Eileen, let's all remember that, folks, because you know the weather's changing everywhere, and I'm sure you haven't forgotten last summer we had a major heat wave here. It got over 100 degrees. I've never been in over 100 degrees. I almost melted. It was pretty miserable. And we have to remember that. If that happens again this year,
Yeah, and, you know, the fire danger, so just pray for a good summer.
Right, but our animals need water, too. So if we have a heat wave like that, I really worked overtime to keep my fountains full and keep water out for the animals during that heat wave. So remember that, folks. So we have animals that need help, too. And
well, not just the heat wave, year-round.
Yeah, year-round.
I mean, why do they have to go and look in a muddy crack or, you know, you see them, you know, scrounging for water here and there? Put out some nice water for the birds. They appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. And you remember last year, I watered my spiders during the heat wave. Y'all remember that? I had spiders needed water. That was amazing to me. Anyway, we're out of time. So, Eileen, thank you so much for all the great work you do helping the animals of India. Everybody, check it out. HelpAnimalsIndia.org. Sign up for the newsletter. Sign up to make a donation. And, Eileen, keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you again. I can't believe it. In May.
That you do, Martha. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Eileen. God bless. We'll talk to you in May.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All righty. We are taking care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and do a quick current events, and then we get to get on the love train one more time. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and we will continue with that in the next hour, the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and the Nanda Institute of Living Yoga. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter. She is a medium communicator, psychic, personal awareness coach. She's got some custom classes that she schedules for folks. She also does private readings, and she's very reasonably priced. It's $100 for an hour, and that's a good price for an intuitive. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And her phone number is 360-770-7436. Angelicclarifications.com and 360-774-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty. And then Whispering Dragon, our wonderful premier sound healer of the area, and that would be Jude Ponton, and her expertise with acutonics and chiropractic. And you can see her in person at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And or you can work with her remotely. Either is a phenomenal experience, but it's really great if you can get in there in person to experience the gong room. Check her out. You can go to the website whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can just give her a call at 206-706-2836. Alrighty then. We are going to, before we run out of time here, do a little current events. All right. Speaking of entertainment, right now it was the Sir Rufy that just came to my hummingbird feeder. It's the male Rufus hummingbirds that have the most brilliant, you know, I mean, metallic bright orange. They're incredibly colored birds. Anyway, so that's the biggest entertainment here. The Rufuses are in town. Okay, so let's see. What do we got? You can go to find all the details on current events, go to MarthaNorwalksAnimalWorld.com, or excuse me, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, and that is the Martha Norwalk's Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events. You'll find the first link is that donation link that Eileen provided for us that you can donate to help the animals in Ukraine. Which a lot of help is needed. And I'm seeing more and more stories of the animals in Ukraine and how they're being helped. But oh my gosh, I don't think we can send enough money over there to help with, you know, what needs at this time. So anyway, the link is there on current events. If you click on that at MarthaNorwalk.com. All righty. So then we have got, I told you about Linda Rasmussen is still doing a free introductory session for any of you. You just have to call or let her know. And she is at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She works out of the interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, and she can do a remote session with you, or you can come and work with her at her office in person. Just give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. Got a bunch of stuff going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett. They're located at McCollum Park. Let's see, there's going to be an Earth Day planting on April 22nd to celebrate Earth Day. It will be from 1 to 3 p.m. at Dole Shell Park in Marysville. And it's volunteer to come help plant stuff. It's all ages, rain or shine. You need sturdy boots and work clothes. Gloves and tools will be provided. And you need to sign up ahead of time. And there is an email address that you would use, NicoleV@streamkeeper.org, and that will be up on the website at MarthaNorwalk.com and current events if you need it. And then the big news, it's that time of year again at Northwest Stream Center. It's the Swamp Lantern Festival. You know what swamp lanterns are? Nathan, do you know what swamp lanterns are?
Not familiar with that kind of lantern. I know other ones, but not swamp.
Swamp lanterns are skunk cabbage.
Oh, well, okay. That's
you know,
not
they look like lanterns.
they
look like yellow lanterns because the flower, and they stink.
They do. There's a reason they have skunk in the name.
Exactly. Now, I have some in my swampy area on my property. So now mine aren't in bloom yet, but apparently the Swamp Lantern Festival is alive and well up at Northwest Stream Center, and they are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursdays through Sundays between March 29th and April 30th. Now, you have to register to go and wander and see all the great skunk cabbage and all that good stuff in bloom. They're a minimal cost, like 5 and under kids are free, but give the Northwest Stream Center a call at 425-316-8592 if you want to go out and join the Swamp Lantern Festival and take a tour. Then they've got their summer camp at the Stream Center. They've got 2 weeks for different groups of kids. I don't think they've done this before. I think this would be an incredible experience for your kids. 2 weeks of camp for kids entering grades 3 through 5 is June 27th through July 1st. And botany boot camp for kids entering grades 1 and 2 is July 5th through the 8th. Again, call Northwest Stream Center if you're interested, 425-316-8590. Let's see here. Homeward Pet will have their annual fur ball auction on May 21st. And Tuxes and Tails in person this year at Magnus and Park this year, I think, for the first time. Their annual Tuxes and Tails will be a big deal because it's the 125th anniversary, and I believe tickets are on sale now. And I think that Pawswalk for the Animals Benefit, April 16th through the 6th, pawswalk.net. And I told you next week is Nels and Linda Rasmussen in the studio, free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Well, all righty then. That wraps us up for hour number 2. That means it's time to pull out the love train one more time. And this is our chance to dance and exercise and at least get your exercise in for Sundays. And remember, it's great for your spine and back. Dancing around the house is a great thing to do, and that's what we're doing. And we're going to spread the love all over the planet, especially let's send the love and the light to Ukraine and Russia and all that whole area. And as always, dancing is required. So you can dance in your chair. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up on your feet. Come join the love train with me. And I energize it up with our yogi energization prayer so that we get extra energy juice for today and the week. So here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever. Om, peace, amen, shanti, 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 woohoo! The Via the Love Train coming right up. Stay right where you are. We'll be back right after we dance. Stay right where you are. Animal Woman continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Woohoo!